Random House Audio presents The Widows of Eastwick by John Updike. Read for you by Kate Redding. And then, they say, no spirit can walk abroad. The nights are wholesome, then no planets strike, no fairy talks, nor witch hath power to charm, so hallowed and so gracious is the time. Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 1. Chapter 1. The Coven Reconstituted. Those of us acquainted with their sordid and scandalous story were not surprised to hear, by way of rumors from the various localities where the sorceresses had settled after fleeing our pleasant town of Eastwick, Rhode Island, that the husbands, whom the three godforsaken women had by their dark arts concocted for themselves, did not prove durable. Wicked methods make weak products. Satan counterfeits creation, yes, but with inferior goods. Alexandra, the oldest in age, the broadest in body, and the nearest in character to normal, generous-spirited humanity, was the first to become a widow. Her instinct, as with so many a wife suddenly liberated into solitude, was to travel, as if the world at large, by way of flimsy boarding cards and tedious airport delays, and the faint but undeniable risk of flight in a time of rising fuel costs, airline bankruptcy, suicidal terrorists, and accumulating metal fatigue, could be compelled to yield the fruitful aggravation of having a mate. Jim Farlander, the husband she had conjured for herself from a hollowed pumpkin, a cowboy.